Aloha, and welcome to Imua Literacy, a podcast dedicated to moving Hawaii forward with local literacy solutions. I'm Erin D'Amelio.
And I'm Dr. Esmeralda Carini. And in each episode, we will be addressing perceived obstacles in literacy by thinking through solutions together with our colleagues and friends from all walks of literacy life that are based right here in Hawaii.
So this is the first episode of the podcast. Hello, we're glad you're here. Ez and I thought to start off the podcast with a little bit of introduction to who we are, what we do, and what we hope to do with this podcast. Hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll get to know us a little bit better, but more importantly, you'll have a good sense of why you want to listen to the podcast too. So let's listen in to the first episode of Imua Literacy, Our Why. I feel like we should be doing this over a bowl of laksa.
Girl, I'm telling you, we should. When are we doing that again?
I think sooner rather than later would be my preference.
Let's do it.
It's so good. And I feel like the podcast kind of started
there,
really started over a bowl of laksa.
And aww, I just feel like, I like that. So Erin, I want to know, why did you want to do the podcast with me? What was your reasoning?
So, okay. There are, I think, a few reasons. One is getting to do projects with a very knowledgeable, you know, awesome person is, it's a bit selfish of me to want to do
that. I feel the same about you.
Well, thank you. That wasn't me fishing for compliments, but you know, just there's a benefit of working with a really good team, whether that's a team of two or a team of 20.
Yeah.
Another reason is just the opportunity to explore what literacy looks like in Hawaii and how people across the state are approaching it in terms of how we instruct, how we support students or children or adults with their literacy skills, from the community to the school to the, you know, family level. Like, I think there's a lot that this state is doing that I know I'm not necessarily always aware of, and I don't know how many other people are too. So just bringing that awareness.
And I think as humans, we like to hear stories. Yeah. And I think podcasts really lend itself to storytelling.
Okay. So instead of a bowl of laksa, what actually brought us together was the Hawaii State Literacy Plan. And it's now available for anybody to read and use. And we'll link it to our show notes. The literacy plan started, I want to say now, 4 years ago. Did we start in 2018?
Gosh, I think so. When we first convened.
A group of people from the Hawaii Department of Education, the university system, family and community organizations all came together to start working on this plan to really get a cohesive plan together to address and or support literacy efforts across the state. And so we were working on that, I want to say, for what, a good year and a half?
Until COVID hit, yeah.
Until COVID hit.
Actually, I think we were mostly done when then COVID hit and it came out in 2020. Yeah. But you know, one thing I learned from that convening that I never knew about Hawaii. So at the turn of the 20th century, Hawaii was pretty much considered a literate state.
Yeah.
And that's just such a legacy to tap back into. I mean, that's how our plan starts. And I think, you know, like what you were saying, there's so much good happening in Hawaii that the public doesn't necessarily see because it's not highlighted or promoted. And I feel like the podcast is an opportunity for us to highlight some of those things that we were talking about in the plan at that tri-level, right? At the family, school, and community level. By bringing people in from each level to tell their stories, to connect to other groups within that community. So I get really excited about that because I truly believe that through that interpersonal connection, we can make change. It is through people that we make change.
What we've been talking about so far is also the reason why we chose the name Imua for our title.
Yeah.
You know, moving forward, you know, and you can't do that on an individual level. It's a collective effort. And so by connecting people with their community, you know, the different efforts that are going on, providing strategies, talking through the situation, I think our goal with the podcast is to do just that, to move Hawaii forward, to get to local literacy solutions.
So, Erin, we both share the passion of literacy. What is it about literacy for you that makes you passionate in your job?
For many people, the passions start in childhood. And from,
because your mom used to read to you.
She did. Yeah. I swear, like, often when people ask me, like, why do you love reading? Why do you work in literacy? Like, I always bring it back to when I was a young kid. My mom read to us all the time. Almost, I want to say it was almost every night, but it was definitely very frequent. So that really for me was the catalyst for my interest in reading, but also for literacy, because I saw how reading not only allowed me to explore these incredible worlds for fun, but then it also enabled me to explore my education and kind of grow myself as a learner.
Well, you know, Erin, my story around literacy is a little bit different. I think it's acted as more of a tool or a function. So, for example, I use the example of my yearly speeding ticket that I used to get.
Your yearly
speeding
ticket.
And I would fight it every year.
Yep.
And win. Mm-hmm. And it's because I can read well, I know how to research, I can write well, and then I go and defend myself at court. Every year. Mm-hmm. I'd go down to the courts once a year and I'd like watch everybody come in, and I would be amazed at how people could not defend themselves. They didn't know what their rights were, but I always felt very confident.
Yeah.
You know, anyways, I think my point is, for me, I see literacy as power.
Yep.
I see it as providing access to health. I think people who are literate are healthier. I think that they can research and address their own personal needs. My ability to read, write, and research also gives me peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge that there are other ways of providing that peace of mind or other ways to get at information. Like, it could be word of mouth, right? But we also have to acknowledge that literacy in this society is critical. Literacy is a way for people to make meaning. It provides access to knowledge, to power, to so many aspects of life that if you lacked it, it might prevent you from experiencing certain things in life, but also someone might be able to take advantage of your illiteracy. So I see literacy as access to a dignified life.
It's like, I feel like this podcast is kind of like that quote. What's that quote that you were telling me?
Yeah. Sikit sikit lama lama jadi bukit. It is essentially like, little by little, a mountain is created. You know, it's really that accumulation of actions and efforts that lead to more systematic change.
And that's what I want. I think bit by bit, getting people's stories out there, getting people interconnected to one another, hearing what's happening in different parts of this island. There is so many good things happening, mm-hmm. that if we can bring more awareness to that, I do feel like most things in life are not these huge things. They, you know, they say, the research says, trust is built in small moments.
Absolutely.
Not in these grand gestures. I mean, yes, things could happen and a big thing could happen and trust could be built in that moment. But our lives are usually little moments where people get to choose to participate or not. Mm-hmm. And I just want our podcast to be those little moments where people are participating and coming together and joining and interconnecting. And I think through those types of actions, we can make a difference with literacy in Hawaii.
Yeah.
What do we hope our listeners will do?
I think what I hope listeners do is kind of realize that literacy touches all parts of life and that there are so many incredible efforts going on within the state that if we can give them a next step, we're trying to structure this podcast in a way that we address the topic, why it's important. Right. But then we also, when we also talk about obstacles to the topic, but we also want to provide solutions. We also want to help get to some sort of like, what can I do as an individual listening to this podcast
who might be able to connect people
and connect people. Exactly.
And connect people to the resources.
Yes.
Right. And those resources could be materials, but it also could be the person. I just want, you know, I just get involved.
Yeah.
Just take that one small step in your community, wherever that community could be. That community could be within your family. It could be within your building. It could be within your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But Imua, push it forward. That's what I hope our podcast will help people do.
I mean, there have been so many gems in this conversation. And that's, again, one reason why I like working with you is that we can get into these great conversations about all sorts of topics that really are engaging. And when we do meet over a bowl of laksa, we will have a lot to continue talking about.
Oh, thank you, Erin. I am so glad that we're on this journey together.
So hopefully by now you know a little bit more about Ez and me and why we're doing this podcast in the first place. We're very excited about the conversations we're going to have, and we hope you join us on our journey, not only to learn from, but also to connect people addressing literacy in Hawaii. Mahalo for listening.